Notable pioneers and prominent locals of Port Elliot and Middleton will be in the spotlight for History Month. If you're not afraid of a little adventure through a cemetery, you're invited to head along on May 16 to an afternoon event. History enthusiast Stan Woods will be the guide. He joins me now for a chat. Hi there, Stan.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm quite looking forward to this.
Yeah, tell us about it. What's planned?
Okay, well, it's just about a 45-minute tour. That was quite deliberate, simply because we don't have toilets. And I thought if I went much longer, that wouldn't be fair to people. So about 45 minutes, and we're just looking at sort of a circuitous path through the cemetery, picking out some individuals who have stories. And some of the stories are lovely. They're just worth telling. There's a lot of research left for this cemetery. There are about 600 permanent guests there, and they each have a story. So if I pick out about 15 or 20, I've got a lot of work left to do. But I've got some lovely stuff. I'll give you a rundown. Let's have a look. You'll hear about Cobb and Co. stagecoaches. You'll hear about the minister, who was also a dentist. You'll hear about a very unusual way to have your aircraft shot down out of the sky. You'll hear about finding a naked woman at the front door. Local folk who arrived in South Australia with Colonel Light. You'll hear some very odd family connections. Men jumping ship and then going to war. There's a lovely one about a man who's buried backwards, which is a lovely one. A little bit about how to blow up a horse tram. Very important. If you aren't blowing up trams, pick a horse tram and blow it up. And a bit about dodos and dinosaurs, just to fill it all out. So there's lots of stories, and they're a lot of fun to tell.
Oh, great. Now, this is happening. What time is it? It's on the 16th of May?
2 o'clock, Sunday 16th, yes.
Great. Is it a ticketed event?
No. We're just hoping we get about the right number of people. I don't know what the right number is, but about the right number.
And that's the Port Elliot and Middleton Cemetery. Oh, can you tell us a little bit more about one of the people that you just mentioned there? Who's a really important person in the start of the region's history?
All right, I'll pick on one.
All right.
The very, very first man buried there, his name was Peter Buse, and he was a blacksmith. And the cemetery had been set up some years before, but didn't have any customers. Well, he had a toothache. So he went to the local minister and said, "Can you pull my tooth?" Now, if you see any illogic in that, well, I agree with you. It's very strange as to why you'd go to a minister. But the minister promptly pulled his tooth, and Peter stood up, said thank you, and died.
Oh, dearie
me. The minister then had to bury him a couple of days later. So he sort of got paid twice, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps he didn't. So, yeah, little stories like that make a lot of fun. The extra story, of course, is why the minister was also a dentist. That's another story you're going to have to come along and listen to.
Oh, you have made it very intriguing, I have to say. What got you interested in the cemetery and gathering history, Stan Woods?
I've long had an interest in history. As I said, family history, things like that. When I moved down here a few years ago, because I'm not really a local, I've only been here about 3.5 or 4 years, although my parents were from Victor Harbour, so I'm not really yet a local. I need a couple of generations to be a local. The local council, Alexandrina Council, wanted to set up a group of volunteers to help look after the cemetery, and I went along to the meeting and they said, "Who'd like to be secretary?" And no one put their hand up, so I did. So I somehow became secretary, and I think they're all saying, "Who's he?" That's all right. It's a good group, and we have a lot of fun. And I sort of got involved that way.
Yeah, right. And I hear that you're doing a bit of work at the moment, trying to understand more about a distant uncle from World War One.
Yes, lovely little story. I was able to borrow from some relatives a little sketchbook of watercolours done by, I'll call him a distant uncle, in the First War. And the little sketches didn't have a story, so I thought I'd start to research them. And I was halfway through. I'd planned to go to France last year, but of course COVID happened, so I couldn't. So if and when we're able to travel again, I'll go to France to do the other side of the story. The man himself was fascinating. He was a soldier, an accountant, a musician, and an artist, and I wish I'd met him. he would have had some wonderful stories. So, yeah, the sketches are just beautiful. And because they're watercolour, they colour, suddenly the first wall moves from black and white to colour.
Oh, wow.
And it makes such a difference. You're so used to thinking that everything was grey in those days. Well, of course it wasn't. So you see things the way they really were in these delightful little tiny watercolour sketches. He was quite an artist. He was quite capable.
Beautiful. So are you going to be putting out a book at some point in the future?
Well, I'd like to. It'll be a very small book. It probably won't get circulated much beyond the family. But as I said, I'm about halfway through and I just need to get to France and see those places and get the other side of the story.
Great.
So looking forward to that too.
Really lovely to have a chat with you, Stan Woods. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
May 16, 2 p.m. at the Port Elliot and Middleton Cemetery if you want to find out about those intriguing stories. Jenny Lenman hanging out with you today, and it is, of course, 80s April. Great tune from Pink Floyd on the way. We'll hear from Bon Jovi in this one. It's Phil Collins.